it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's the superstitious Brewers fan in your life? Is it you? What lengths are you going to make sure that the team keeps winning? Because it's happening today in Chicago. They're going to do it. Sweep the Cubs.
Oh, you just said it. They're going to do it? I thought you were just telling me off air. I'm really careful about, you know, whenever there's a rivalry game. Now listen to her now, everybody. You got Elizabeth and Radar. Elizabeth is all over.
I need to sound confident.
They're going to do it. They're going to do it. 10-0. It'll be 10-0 by the second inning.
It's the mix. If you're superstitious, we want to hear, like, what lengths are you doing to make sure that the team continues the W's? 414-432-1099.
W.
Baseball is known as being a very superstitious sport. And yesterday, I was chatting with Eric Brown, who is one of the co-owners of Siding Unlimited. We love Siding Unlimited. You know, they sponsor our text line, which you can text into the Siding Unlimited text line, same phone number, and tell us how superstitious you are. And he comes from a big baseball family. He played baseball growing up. His two boys are playing college baseball. He's coached a lot of young kids that are now in the pros. It's pretty cool. And so when he was here yesterday at the studio, I knew that Eric Brown would have something when it comes to superstitions. So this was what he told me.
I had a teammate back in high school that we had a winning streak. We were on a good team. Our team went to state and everything. But that year we won probably like 2.5-3 weeks in a row worth of games, probably like 7 or 8 game winning streak. And one of our teammates didn't change his underwear. Like, I mean, his game day underwear did not get washed.
No. Did his mom know that?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
Because I definitely think a mom of a high school athlete would jump in and just be like, no, we're taking care of this.
And that is my first thought. That's my first thought. I mean, I know, you know, our son played ski racing, football, and baseball, and that stuff stinks. And you're also playing a game, so you're sweating and all of that.
Oh, yeah. It's brutal. Yeah.
And were you guys all like, yeah, man, we encourage you. Keep doing that.
Oh, you're definitely cheering him on. You're definitely cheering him on because it's part of the win streak. You know, you all buy in. So we're all buying in, and it's, you know, superstitions. I never really was a big superstition guy. Although in high school, I would put a brand new pair of socks on every day just because it felt clean and it gave me like a fresh start to a new game type feel.
So you're like the opposite of your teammate. He wanted the dirty underwear. You were like, I need clean socks.
A superstition is something that you don't necessarily volunteer for. You just kind of feel like, hey, this is what's helping me. I don't choose that. Like, he didn't choose the underwear thing. He just felt like this was helping us win, so he wasn't going to change it.
Oh my gosh.
I had choice over my socks. Like, I was doing that regardless of winning or losing. That was just a feel thing for me.
I mean, at this point with the Brewers, I guess we'll do whatever we need to do. We're going to have Milwaukee now not changing their underwear, but wearing clean socks. So they got that going for them.
If it carries us to a World Series championship, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do this right now. I'm not saying anything. No. I'll start putting clean socks on every day. Not washed socks. No, they're brand new clean.
Brand new socks. We can get behind the brand new socks. But the other thing, that's all on you Brewers fans.
That was
Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited. And he also then was telling me about what his boys do. So his son Ethan, who's the first baseman at Dartmouth, he takes a cold shower in the dark before games. He claims it started because it helps focus and increases dopamine. Wow. Now he just does it from habit. And then his son Evan, who pitches up at lacrosse, drinks a Zoa energy drink. He said it boosted his energy, but now it's just become a habit. But there's all these players that do such weird stuff. There's even that player back in the day, Turk Wendell, who used to brush his teeth between innings because he chewed black licorice when he played.
Yeah, that was his big superstition. Back when like baseball had those crazy dudes doing those superstitions, you had Boston Red Sox guy, Wade Boggs, who would eat fried chicken before every game he did well after eating fried chicken. So he's like, you know what? That's going to be my new thing. I'm going to do that all the time. And it gets in your head and you're like, yeah, I got to do that. And if you miss it, forget about it. Like, well, I said, I have the blue LED lights behind my TV. I'm all lit up in blue.
Because you're a Cubs fan.
Because I'm a Cubs fan. It hasn't really helped.
You need to keep those blue colors on that TV.
I might change it up a little bit.
All right, Brewers fans. what are you doing? Are you superstitious? 414-432-1099. We want to hear from you on The Mix.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.